All right, this is the one that ties the whole first act together. Over the last several episodes, we've been working a single ladder, the single shot. We picked a first tool and learned to read the leaderboard. We took apart the anatomy of a video prompt. We compared image to video against text to video. We did the episode on aspect ratio, duration, resolution, and frame rate. The constraints episode, the one where I first said draft cheap, finish sharp. We did seeds, negative prompts, and failure modes, where the whole idea was seed discipline. And we did native audio versus silent clips, plus editing by conversation instead of re-rolling. Today is the money episode. This is the discipline that makes all of those primitives actually pay off, because every one of them is really a lever on a single number, and most people never look at that number until their credit balance is gone. So let me start with the core mindset shift, because everything else in this episode hangs off of it. There are two prices in AI video, and they are not the same price. The first one is the price you see advertised. Call it cost per generation. That's the price to press the button one time. 40 cents a second, 10 cents a second, whatever the model page says, it looks like the price. It is not the price you pay. The number you actually pay is cost per finished clip. That's the total credits you burn across every roll, every draft, every failed generation, every audio pass, and every upscale. Before you have one shot, you'll actually ship. Those two numbers start out looking close, and then they diverge fast. Here's why they diverge. These tools are non-deterministic. The same prompt gives you something different every single time you run it. And because of that, it is genuinely easy to keep regenerating a clip, searching for the perfect version, and burn through $20 in credits without even noticing it happened. That's not me being dramatic. That's straight out of the FluxNote pricing guide for 2026. And it matches what every one of us has actually done at 2 in the morning chasing a slightly better take. So picture this, you see a 40 cent video, feels cheap, but you rolled it 8 times before you got one you liked. That 40 cent video is a $3.20 finished clip. Same shot, same prompt. The advertised number was 40 cents. The real number, the cost per finished clip, was 320. That gap, that multiplier between what's advertised and what you pay, that's the entire subject of this episode. Now, let me define the word finished because it's doing a lot of work here. A finished clip or a usable clip is the one you keep after selects. Selects is just the editing term for choosing the best take out of many. You shoot a bunch, you pick the keepers. Those are your selects. In AI filmmaking, the working assumption is that you generate significantly more than your final cut and you keep only the best clips. How much more? The Mind Studio cost breakdown for 2026 says to expect to generate 300 to 500 seconds of raw footage for a 3-minute short. Do that math per finished minute. A 3-minute short is your final cut, 300 to 500 seconds of raw to fill it. That's roughly 100 to 166 seconds of raw generation for every single finished minute that ships, which is a 2 to 5 times multiplier on seconds alone before anything makes it into the edit. Let me give you the cleaner planning number because it's easier to carry in your head. The realistic iteration rate is 3 to 5 takes per final output. That's the Kling cost analysis figure, and it lines up with the raw footage math. So your honest planning number, the one you should actually budget against, is the headline per clip price multiplied by 3 to 5. Not the headline price times your take ratio. If you remember nothing else from this episode, remember that one multiplication. Per second price, times 3 to 5 takes. That's your real cost. Let me ground that with the worked baseline from Mind Studio because it makes the abstraction concrete. They priced out a mixed runway plus Kling short. It came to 34 cents per finished second. That's $48 spent across 140 clips, totaling 500 seconds of raw generation to produce a 3-minute film. Read that again. 140 clips generated, 500 seconds of raw for 3 minutes of finished film, and the all-in number for a full short lands somewhere between $61 and $165. Mid-range, $80 to $130. Budget tier, $40 to $60 if you use Kling plus free music. Hold on to that range, $40 to $165 for a short, because we're going to come back to it at the very end, and it proves the whole thesis. Okay, let me give you the actual pricing landscape as of June 2026, and I want to put a big asterisk on this up front. These numbers were current to about June 2026, and every one of them is tied to a real model or lab page, but prices in this space move monthly, they churn. So treat what I'm about to say as a snapshot and a set of relationships, not as gospel, and cross-check every number on the live model page before you commit real money. The unit itself even differs by host. Some bill you per second of output, Some bill per video. So know which one you're being charged before you start. Let's do the labs first per second of output. VO 3.1 from Google, standard tier is 40 cents a second at both 720 and 1080p and 60 cents a second at 4K. The fast tier drops to 10 cents a second at 720, 12 cents at 1080, 30 cents at 4K. And there's a light tier, 5 cents a second at 720, 8 cents at 1080. Audio is included by default on VO, which matters, hold that thought. The older VO2 is 35 cents a second. One wrinkle, some third parties quote VO 3.1 at 75 cents a second when it's routed through Vertex, so the same model can cost you nearly double depending on who's hosting it. Host dependent. Always check. Now Sora from OpenAI, Sora 2 standard is 10 cents a second at 720. Sora 2 Pro is 30 cents a second at 720, 50 cents at 1024, and 70 cents a second at 1080. There's a batch tier that's roughly half off, but you accept up to 24 hours of latency for that discount. Put that in Finnish terms, a 10-second standard clip is $1, a 10-second pro clip at full 1080 is $5. $5 for one 10-second roll at the top tier. Remember that $5 number too? It's going to anchor a comparison in a minute. Two housekeeping notes on Sora. The consumer Sora app has been discontinued, and the Sora 2 API has reportedly got a sunset date of September 24th, 2026. Reportedly, verify it before you build a pipeline on top of it. Now the aggregators and hosted models, the cheaper end, per second. Yuan, that's 2.5 and 2.6 from Alibaba, runs roughly 5 to 7 cents a second, up to 1080p and 15 seconds, about 35 cents for a 5-second clip. Kling 2.5 Turbo Pro is 7 cents a second on fall, and Kling 3 shows up in some listings as low as roughly 3 cents a second, but verify that one, it's aggressive. See Dance from ByteDance. The 1.5 Pro tier gets as low as about 2.5 cents a second. The 2.0 fast tier is around 9 cents a second at 1080, roughly 11 cents for a 5-second clip, which works out to about 90 videos for $10. Atlas Cloud calls See Dance the cheapest production quality option out there, and the numbers back that up. Heyluo 02 from Minimax on fall. Pro at 1080 is 8 cents a second. 768p is 4.5 cents, 512p is around 1.7 cents a second, roughly 28 cents per video. And Vidu Q3 is about 7 cents a second at 1080p up to 16 seconds. So that whole tier, Yuan, Kling Turbo, C-Dance, Heyluo, Vidu, lives in the 2 to 9 cents a second range. Keep that band in mind, because that's your drafting territory. Then there are the credit-based labs, where you're not buying seconds directly, you're buying credits and spending them at a model-specific rate, which hides the real cost a little runway prices. Credits at 1 cent each in the portal. Gen 4 Turbo is 5 credits a second, so 5 cents a second. Gen 4.5 Video is 25 credits a second, 25 cents a second. And if you route VO3 through Runway, it can run up to 40 credits a second. On the consumer side, Runway's free tier gives you 125 credits one time. Standard is $12 a month for 625 credits. Pro is $28 a month for 2,250. Max is $76 a month for 9,500. Effective per clip cost lands somewhere between 6 and 23 cents. Luma's another credit lab. A 10-second Ray 3 clip at 1080 is about 800 credits. Their standard plan is $30 a month for 120 generations. Pro is $90 a month for 400, and then Kling on the consumer side, which is the best live example of price churn I've got. Standard is about $7 a month for 660 credits. Pro is about $26 a month for 3,000. Premier is about $65 for 8,000, and Ultra is now about $180 a month for 26,000 credits. And here's the kicker, that's up 41% from $128 in under 6 months. 41%? Half a year. That is exactly why I keep telling you these numbers churn. On the credit mechanics, a 5-second clip is 10 credits on standard versus 35 on professional. A 10-second clip is 20 credits versus 70. And Kling 2.6 with native audio runs 50 to 200 credits per video. Oh, and Kling's subscription credits expire monthly, no rollover, which we'll come back to in the gotchas. Before I leave pricing, let me name the multipliers, because these are the dials that quietly move your cost. Resolution 4K is roughly 1.5 to 2 times the 1080 rate on VAO. Going from 512p up to 1080p on Heyluo is a 3 to 5 times jump. Duration is linear per second, so a 10-second roll is just twice a 5-second roll, no surprise there. Fast versus pro mode is a big one. Cling standard to professional is about 3.5 times the credits, and VO fast to standard is 4 times. And native audio, it's bundled free on VO and Sora, but on Cling 2.6, turning on native audio pushes a clip from 10 to 70 credits up to 50 to 200. So audio, resolution, mode, and duration are 4 separate knobs, and each one multiplies your real cost per finished clip. Okay, that's the landscape. Now let's talk about what to do with it. And the first move is the draft cheap, finish sharp workflow. This is the constraints episode idea, the one we applied to resolution and duration before, applied now to dollars. The principle is simple. You lock the 2 things that are hard to fix later, composition and motion, on the cheapest possible path. Composition is your framing and layout, where everything sits in the frame. Motion is your camera move plus your subject action. You nail those down cheap, and only once the shot is approved do you spend on the expensive render. So what are your draft livers? Lowest resolution, 512 or 720p. Fast mode, not pro. The shortest duration that still shows the motion, which is often 5 seconds. And the cheapest model that can still read your composition. That's your draft stack. Then you reserve 1080p, 4K, pro mode, longer durations, and the premium model for the approved hero shot and only that shot. Let me make the savings concrete with that $5 number from earlier. One 10-second Sora 2 Pro render at 1080 is $5. That same $5 buys you about 50 seconds of VAO 3.1 light drafts at 5 cents a second, 50 seconds. That's 10 separate 5-second draft rolls before you've spent the $5 on the one hero render. 10 cheap looks at your composition for the price of one premium clip. It works the same in the credit world. A Cling 5-second professional roll is 35 credits. The standard draft of that same 5 seconds is 10 credits. So you can draft 3.5 times for the price of one pro roll. Draft on standard, lock the shot, then spend the professional credits once. And here's the cheapest draft trick of all. Drafting stills is cheaper than drafting video. Gemini's Nano Banana line reportedly gives you about 20 free images a day in the app, and around 50 requests a day up to 2K resolution with no watermark in Google AI Studio. So you mint your keyframe for free in an image model, pick the one good frame, and feed that single frame into image to video instead of rolling text to video blind and praying. That ties straight back to the mint keyframes episode and the image to video versus text to video episode. The cheapest pixel is the one you generated in an image model. Now, the part nobody tells you about until it's already cost you money, the hidden cost gotchas. There are 7 of these and they all bite. First, you pay for completed generations even when they're bad. Runway's own refund policy says it plainly. If a generation completes, even if the result doesn't match your prompt, the credits are consumed. And on platforms like Meshy, the credits are deducted the moment you press generate. So a roll that completes and looks nothing like what you asked for still costs you full price. The button doesn't care if you're happy. Second, gotcha, failed and error generations are inconsistently refunded. Users across Veo, Cling, and Sora report credits deducted without ever getting a video back. There are Adobe community threads and Google Flow threads full of people saying the gen errored out and the credits were gone anyway, sometimes 4 times in a row. So the safe way to budget is to assume failed roles cost money. Don't plan as if errors are free retries. Some of them are, plenty of them aren't. Podcaster can build an entire show for you. No source material required. Give it a topic, say a weekly digest of your field, and it does the web research, writes each episode, and publishes them to a feed on whatever schedule you set. A living podcast that keeps itself current while you go about your day. Spin one up at ocdevel.com/podcaster. Third, and this one is subtle because it feels free. Small conversational edits are full regenerations. When you say make the jacket red, the tool doesn't reach in and recolor the jacket, it re-renders the entire clip from scratch and bills you full credits for it. Now, editing by conversation is genuinely useful. We did a whole episode on it. It saves you prompting effort and it preserves your intent across turns. But it does not save you credits. Every conversational turn is a brand new paid generation, so love it for the workflow, don't trust it for the budget. Fourth, audio passes re-render the whole clip on platforms where audio is a separate step. We saw the number already on Cling. adding native audio swings a clip from 10 to 70 credits up to 50 to 200. So that's not a small add-on, it's a multiplier on the whole clip. Fifth, upscale and extend are billed separately on top of the original. Upscale is re-rendering at a higher resolution, extend is generating extra seconds, and both are full additional charges. And upscale failures have eaten credits too. There's a Firefly report of generations failing but still getting charged. So your finished cost isn't the render, it's the render plus the upscale plus the extend, each billed on its own. Sixth, gotcha. And this one quietly wrecks your seed discipline, the enhance prompt or rewrite toggle. When that toggle is on, the tool rewrites your prompt behind the scenes, which changes the output and sometimes changes the cost. Worse, when enhance prompt is on, the same seed no longer reproduces the same result. So the seed discipline we worked so hard on in the seeds episode just stops working, and you end up re-rolling to try to get back something you already had. Turn it off when you care about reproducibility. And seventh, subscription credits expire at the end of the month, no rollover. Kling says so explicitly, pay-per-use packs avoid the expiry, but they cost more per unit. On Kling, the Pro Pack is about 1 2/10 cents per credit versus the Standard Pack at about 1.5 cents per credit, so you trade a higher per unit price for not losing them at month end. Pick based on whether you actually burn your monthly allotment. All right, let me hand you the actual copyable budgeting workflow, 6 steps, because knowing the gotchas only helps if you've got a procedure. Step 1, compute your cost per finished second up front. Take the per second price and multiply it by your real take ratio and start that ratio at 3 to 5. So VO 3.1 standard at 40 cents a second times 4 takes times a 5 second shot is $8 for one finished 5 second shot, not $2, $8. If you budgeted 2, you're already 3/4 short before you start. Step 2, set a per shot roll budget and a stop rule and write the number down. Mind Studio's guidance is a maximum of 3 regenerations per clip before you move on. And the line I want you to tape to your monitor, a slightly imperfect clip that fits the edit is better than a depleted credit balance. So 3 rolls, and then you either select what you've got or you change the approach. A new prompt, a new seed, a new reference image. What you do not do is roll number 4 of the exact same thing, hoping the dice land better. Step 3, batch your drafts. Generate your candidate variations in one cheap pass, then select from them. Do not go roll, judge, roll one at a time, because that serial loop is exactly where the spiral starts. Fire off a batch, look at them together, pick. Step 4. Reuse seeds to avoid re-exploring ground you've already covered. That's the seed discipline episode, and turn off enhance prompt so the seed actually holds, which is gotcha number 6 from a minute ago. Step 5. Tier your models. Use the cheapest model that clears the bar for drafts and transitions. See Dance, Heyluo, Wan, VO Lite, that whole 2 to 9 cent tier. Save the premium model for hero shots and emotional beats only. And step 6, use the leaderboard's value columns. The artificial analysis video arena ranks models by blind vote ELO, real people voting on which clip is better without knowing the source, and it lists price right alongside. Specifically, dollars per minute of video for a 1080p, 5 second, 24 frame clip. So you can sort by quality and by price together. But, and this matters, bench your own shots. The leaderboard winner overall isn't always the best model for your specific motion or your specific subject. Run your actual shot through a couple of contenders and judge for yourself. Now, I want to name the pitfall directly because it has a name and recognizing it is half the battle. It's the regeneration death spiral, sunk cost re-rolling. It's chasing a marginally better roll. Just one more, and torching your budget on diminishing returns. It is the sunk cost fallacy with a generate button attached. You've already spent the credits, so you keep spending to justify the credits you spent. Here's how to recognize you're in it. You're past your roll budget, the improvements are shrinking with every roll, each one barely better than the last, and you're re-rolling the same prompt, hoping the dice land better instead of changing your approach. If those three things are true, you're in the spiral, stop. How do you break it? 4 moves. First, lock a good enough select. The moment you have a roll that would work, save it as a real selected take, formally, before you roll again. Now, every additional roll has to beat a banked option, not just beat nothing. That changes the psychology completely. Second branch, don't replace. Keep your current best and explore a variation alongside it. Never overwrite your select chasing a maybe, because the maybe is often worse, and then you've lost the good one. Third, fix small things downstream. A slightly off color, a cut that's a touch too fast, a minor blemish that belongs in post, not in a new generation. You color grade, which is just adjusting color and contrast for the look you want, and you trim in the NLE, the nonlinear editor, your timeline software, Premiere or DaVinci or CapCut, whatever you use. That's zero generation cost. You're paying with your time, not your credits. And fourth, cap it numerically. Three roles, then you select or you branch. The spiral, fundamentally, is just the absence of that cap. The cap is the cure. Let me widen the lens to cost at scale, because the discipline gets more important the more you produce, not less. Variations multiply everything. Say you need the same product shot in 5 aspect ratios across 3 backgrounds. That's 15 finished clips. Now apply the 3-5 times take multiplier. That's 45-75 paid roles for one product, one shoot. At that scale, the choice of the cheapest acceptable draft model and a hard roll cap doesn't just save you a little, it's the difference between a sane invoice and a blown budget. The multiplier compounds across every variation, and the right budget depends entirely on what the clip is for. A one-off social clip tolerates a budget-tier model and 720p. You finish it on a 5-10 cent a second draft model, no upscale, and the whole thing comes in at single dollars. Don't gold plate. A throwaway. A client deliverable is a different animal that justifies premium hero renders, 1080 or 4K native audio, and upscale pass. But, and this is the whole point, the discipline does not change. You still draft cheap to lock the composition, and then you spend the $5 Sora Pro render or the 40 cent a second VO render once on the approved shot, same workflow, higher ceiling. And that brings us right back to the number I told you to hold on to. A full short still lands somewhere between $40 and $165. That range is the proof of the entire thesis of this episode. The money doesn't live in the headline price. A 40 cent a second model and a 5 cent a second model aren't 8 times apart in your final invoice, because the final invoice is dominated by your take ratio, how many times you rolled, not by the sticker on a single roll. The money lives in the take ratio. Control the take ratio and you control the budget. That's it. That's the discipline. Let me close with the verification note, because I'd be doing you a disservice if I let you treat any of these numbers as permanent. Every figure I gave you was current to about June 2026, and everyone was tied to a real model or lab page. But prices move monthly. Kling Ultra jumped 41% in under 6 months. The Sora 2 API has a reported September 2026 sunset, so recheck the live model page before you commit, and send yourself and your shots to the artificial analysis video arena to bench your own work, because the right model for your motion and your subject is something only your own eyes can confirm. That closes out Act 1, the single shot. We've climbed from typing a prompt and taking what we get, all the way to landing the shot we pictured on a budget we control. Next act, we start stitching shots together into consistent scenes. But you don't get to a finished film if you torched your credits on shot one. Draft cheap, finish sharp, cap your rolls, and spend the premium render once. That's the money discipline. See you next episode. This episode was made with OC Devel Podcaster. You can turn anything into a podcast, a link, a document, or even a description of a topic you're curious about. And Podcaster researches and narrates it for you. Start your own at ocdevel.com/podcaster.